Mr. Vice Chair, thank you. In our remarks, we would like to offer a holistic assessment of the various articles of the Convention in light of Article 10. We echo the NAM position that the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of the Article 10 is essential for the realization of the objective and purpose of the Convention, that there is a legal obligation under Article 10 to promote the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials and scientific and technological information for the use of biological agents for peaceful purposes and not to hamper the economic and technological development of state parties. Adjusting to the rapidly evolving scientific and technological developments in the domain of biotechnology would require a forward-looking approach in implementation of all articles of the Convention, especially Article 10, so that developing countries are not disadvantaged by not benefiting from the latest technologies while suffering from discriminatory technology transfer regimes. In order to successfully attain the objectives of Article 3, there is a need to strengthen capacity of countries to adequately develop capacity of disease surveillance and ensure exchange of equipment, materials and information for peaceful purposes. This will directly enable countries to promote biosafety and biosecurity. While we recognize the value of domestic measures under Article 3, as a multilateral instrument, the BWC regime would be further strengthened by agreeing multilateral rules on export controls within its framework, which remains the true intent of Article 3. The pandemic has also underscored the need for concrete implementation steps for various articles, especially Article 7 and 10. There is also a need to note the interoperability between the various articles of the Convention, especially on the need to create synergy, to increase capacity, promote implementation, reduce the science policy gap, to build common standards and guidelines, enable effective utilization of peaceful uses of biotechnologies, and develop forward-looking biosafety and biosecurity regimes. The Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines for Code of Conduct for Scientists, jointly submitted by Pakistan and China, are an example of the synergistic approach in providing an inclusive approach for global biosecurity governance and building capacity of scientists. Having developed the code in our domestic context, we believe that the guidelines are adaptable based on national circumstances. We welcome endorsement of the guidelines by member states, and hopefully the guidelines will be one of the positive outcomes of the 9th REFCON. Lastly, we note that in many of the articles of the Convention, including Article 10, there is a lack of institutional and operational structures within the BWC to give tangible impact. The practice of various voluntary measures such as CBM and peer review exercises are an enabling platform for leading discussions towards legally binding mechanisms, which should be the end goal. The work of the MXS has also generated sufficient material for further strengthening compliance, cooperation, capacity building and cross-cutting issues. The NAM's action plan proposal has also identified worthwhile deliverables to this end. There is a great scope within Article 10 to develop substantial deliverable in increasing multi-stakeholder capacity. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair.